so.
Welcome back, listeners. Everybody on Graveyard Geek Podcast. What? See, there we are.
There we go. All right.
Sweet.
Fucking hella laggy, but we're here.
Yeah, but we're here, dude. We've had some technical difficulties for like an hour.
Oh, we're recording right now?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Graveyard Geek.
You gotta do the bah, bah, bah. I gotta download an app on my phone so I can just push buttons down here.
Yeah.
And make sound effects.
You should.
Alright, so.
So we're live on YouTube and Twitch right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Search Graveyard Geeks with a Z at gmail.com for YouTube. And it's Graveyard _Geek for Twitch.
Okay.
So shit to remember.
Oh, I know, dude. You gotta write a little script so you can intro it. And
you gotta have notes like Pam.
Oh, I know. Some friggin' look at this. These psycho ass notes. You couldn't even read this if you tried.
All right. So, anything new in the working world?
Pam, what have you done? What have you been up to?
In the graveyard.
Just like keeping people off, usually.
What?
Jacking people off.
Oh. there was this, that one guy that I told to get off, and I called the cops last
get
podcast.
Get off of what?
Off the property.
Oh, okay.
I guess
Snoop Dogg's uncle?
No, not that guy.
Snoop Dogg's uncle showed up and you made him leave?
Yeah.
What?
He says he's Snoop Dogg's uncle.
Right, okay.
But he's not.
Okay.
He thinks he is.
He really is convinced. He's just wrong.
Yeah. No, there's a guy sitting there. I said, "Are you leaving?" He's like, "In 2 minutes." So I was like, "Okay, 30 minutes passed by. Are you leaving?"
He's like, "Yep."
5 minutes. I was like, "Okay." And I go inside, call the cops. Then the cops come, kick him off. I guess he came back.
Oh, really?
In the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And my boss
said... Okay, so apparently we're having sound quality problems. Finch said, "I'll bring my MIDI next weekend for sound. I don't know what a MIDI is." And then Ray said, "Sorry, guys, I can barely hear you."
For real?
Oh, wait, now. He says, "I'm at a holiday show over at NorCal. Have to check you guys out later." That is why we gotta put it on YouTube, so he can watch us later.
Well, we're on YouTube right now.
Live?
Yeah, live.
Okay, so we have a channel then on there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then we gotta plug the channel too.
That's
later.
Took so long.
Yeah,
Oh, tight. Okay, yeah, soundboard. Soundboard that shit.
Like that?
Plug?
No, but he came back, and my boss said, "You gotta get off. You can't be asking people." Because he was asking people for money.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, my boss was like, "You gotta get out of here."
Yeah.
And he came inside.
Snoop Dogg's uncle, bitch.
Snoop Dogg's uncle.
I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you. I gotta stop doing that. Go ahead.
But he came back and he's like, "Who said I was taking money from people and this and that and like causing a ruckus?" So my boss got on the phone with a cop's skin, so you gotta leave. They arrested his ass.
Oh, good.
I was like, fucking good. And then I talked to another customer. He hangs out with the homeless people,
yeah,
or the homeless community.
the community now?
The street people?
Yeah.
The street people.
Yeah. There's a community.
The streetwalkers?
Oh, that's not.
But like.
Oh, that's a hooker. Right?
That's a hooker.
I was like, "Yeah, I had to kick this dude off." He's like, "Was he black?" I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I know who you're talking about."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, "I seen that guy walking around the high school track like, all I want to do is smoke dope."
At the high school?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, "I think he's on bath salts, bro." I was like, holy shit. And that guy was in my fucking...
He could have ate your face.
Yeah, he could have ate my face.
Could have ate my face.
Finch said, "I can hear good. I mean the sound effects, like a sound."
Oh, okay.
All right, got you.
I see. You can probably hear it on the podcast when you listen to it.
Like this? Hold on. Can't touch this.
Molly walking
out. So, anything for you, Pam?
New?
Yeah.
No. I had a mini mental breakdown yesterday, so that was different. Oh, yeah. But other than that, no, dude. I got
mental breakdown about what?
Oh, just all types of life shit, dude. Baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, baby daddy's other lady drama. All the things, dude. So yeah. Tell us more about it. Elaborate. How did it make you feel when this happened? What did you tell yourself?
Oh man, go ahead.
Yeah. So I had a little tear fest yesterday, but that was really perfect. That was spot on, dude.
Yeah, that soundboard is just, it takes a long time to load.
Load it. How does it make you feel?
So, this is Conspiracy Week.
Mm-hmm. Conspiracy Cast.
For Pam.
Doody, doody, doody.
My son's mom, she had a couple stories.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because she works as a CNA.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, the baby's knocking things down.
Oopsies.
Let me find it.
An update? Yes, she still hates me.
Yeah.
She still hates me. You?
Yeah, she hates me, man. No, I can't go near her. She won't look at me for long.
Who, V?
Yes.
Oh, I think talking about his son's mom.
Oh, no. I mean, I know of her, but I don't think I've ever even hung out with your baby mama.
V doesn't hate you. She's just weary.
She's weary? Are you weary? Oh.
I just gotta find it real quick.
Yeah.
I was gonna do it last podcast, but I forgot.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Where are you? Oh, there we go. She said, I don't know when it was, but she was changing in the morning. This guy named,
Some man.
She was changing a resident.
Okay.
And, he was making motorcycle noises when she was wiping her butt.
Oh.
Or his butt.
Oh, his butt.
Wiping her ass. Oh, okay. So she was wiping his butt and he was making motorcycle noises?
Yeah. She was wiping a resident's butt and he was making motorcycle noises.
That's crazy. That's so funny.
And then she felt something wet on her arm.
Oh, shit.
And she got, like, diarrhea all over her arm.
Okay, so was his voice making motorcycle noises, or was his stomach making motorcycle noises?
His voice was making
motorcycle noises. Can you imagine?
I grew up and quit my job right then and there.
Then another story she told me was there's another resident. He shit his pants. He was eating chips.
Okay.
And this resident, I guess when he shit, his shit was like a greenish tint.
Okay.
And he thought it was guacamole.
Oh, dude. Are you serious?
And he ate it?
He ate it.
No, he tried to eat it. Oh, but they're like, God. No.
Like, do not, dude.
Do not eat that. That is not guacamole.
Yeah.
He's like, it is guac. It's guac moly.
Oh my God. Dude.
That's funny.
That's crazy.
That's sick as fuck. I didn't want to drink my beer anymore.
Yeah, that's what happens when you work as a CNA.
Mm.
CNA.
You get to see these stories happen.
Yeah.
I knew a guy once that worked at a mental hospital. But he wasn't really allowed to tell us, like, what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, he told us one story one time. So, it's a mental hospital. They have bedrooms, but they don't have, like, barred doors. They just have a bedroom door, but they lock it, and they lock you in there.
Yeah.
So, he was saying that he was working there in the middle of the night, and he put everybody to bed, and he locks them in, which I think is fucked up. You shouldn't just lock them in, dude. They're not criminally insane. They're just, like, mental. Insane. Yeah. And so he locks everybody in there, and it's a poop story again.
Mm, sweet.
He hears this guy crying from the other side of the door.
Yeah.
And so he opens the door, like, a little to see, like, if he's okay, and he smells poop. Mm. So he goes inside the door, and the guy's crying. And he's like, what happened? What's wrong? And he goes, my blood is brown.
Oh.
And the guy, he was like, it's not blood, but it's poop. You got this. It's
you don't shit fine. Yourself.
You don't shit yourself everywhere.
You don't shit yourself.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Don't shit yourself.
There's shit everywhere. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I remember, though.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
Fucking just got caked.
Yeah. It's gross.
Your baby mom, baby's mom got caked.
Caked her, with shit?
Frosted. Yeah. Frosted me like a cake.
On her Grateful Dead shirt.
Oh dude.
It's fucking Grateful Dead song.
Wait, you don't like Grateful Dead or what?
They deserve to get shit on?
Probably.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't got my way to listen to them. Like, hey, Alexa, yeah. Play Grateful Dead.
Oh, shit, she's going to do it.
She doesn't even do it. She's like, fuck
she's
that.
She's like, nah.
She's like, no.
So.
She's like, are you Greg? Who is this talking to?
Just like I would say, Alexa, play ICP.
Nope.
Oh, nope. Doesn't even want to do that. She's uh-huh. like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Thank God. Why do I have this mouse?
Robin. Hello, Robin.
Hello!
Sorry, you probably joined a minute ago, but my little comment thing is kind of lagged.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, man. Thank you for watching. I'm back.
She's back.
Back again.
Yep. All right, so what else?
Conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
Go, Pam.
Where's the soundboard?
When do you want to start?
Wait. Yeah, get some evil ass fucking.
Oh, but then you're gonna have to just like replay it every single.
Oh man.
Shit. Come on, Glenn.
Fuck! I gotta search for something.
I gotta start
shit.
With a fun one.
I
don't have a lot of evidence on this one. And I don't have a lot of background story on this one, but I just thought it was really interesting.
I gotta search.
Right, conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy. Oh. Oh.
Like that?
Including. Yeah. Did you guys know that there are people from history who remember the moon showing up?
What do you mean?
So, in ancient hieroglyphs, like I said, I don't know a lot about this, but there was no moon in their pictures. And then all of a sudden, one day, there was a moon.
Oh, like it's built?
Like, no, like a ship just showed up.
Yeah.
Like a Death Star?
Oh,
wait, that's not no
that
moon!
Oh, maybe, I don't know. But
Damn. There
are people who remember the moon just one day just being there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, women started having periods. The ocean started changing tides. The country started breaking off. Into different little
They're like,
bits.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What the fuck? There's a big fucking rock in the sky.
It's making it its own life.
Motherfucker, we're about to die.
It's making
right?
woman bleed.
My wife. She's bleeding.
For 7 days.
Oh my God. And they're getting angry at me.
I don't know why she's mad.
Oh my God.
So, that's because of the moon, I guess.
Oh, fuck is that? Oh, God.
My wife is bleeding in piss.
Fucking earthquakes and shit. Dude.
Yeah.
Fucking tidal waves.
Yeah, tidal waves and stuff like that started happening.
But
after
it
that
must have been really dark back then. Because the moon gives off
right?
a lot of light.
A lot of light.
You know, if it wasn't for the moon, it'd be pitch black out there.
Except for the stars.
Stars are like little twinkles in the sky.
Yeah, true. And also, the same people who believe in the moon showing up theory believe that the moon is actually hollow and that lizard aliens live in it.
Okay.
And that the lizard aliens...
Reptilians?
Yeah, the reptilians are here to, monitor Earth. Like, where they're, petri dish experiment.
I imagine the moon being really cold.
I imagine the moon being big as fuck if it's gonna house a whole ass.
But cold. Don't they have to, like, being heat?
Well, they're amphibians. No.
They're reptilians.
Right, but have you ever had a reptile that have to have, like, that heat lamp?
Yeah.
It's probably not that cold up there. Or in it. In the moon.
I imagine it being freezing.
Maybe. I don't know. Never been there.
Me either.
Let's
take a trip one day.
To the moon?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can afford that.
You can go off the moon and say the moon landing wasn't real.
Oh, well, I mean, Stanley Kubrick showed us that the moon landing wasn't real.
The fuck's Stanley Kubrick?
What? Stanley Kubrick?
What?
The Shining?
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Shining.
You don't know? Okay. I can't be around these people.
What the fuck is The Shining? Who's Stanley Kubrick?
Stanley Kubrick?
I know.
He's a director.
Okay.
He directed movies.
The Shining?
The Shining, for example. Lots of
what
others.
The fuck does he know?
He,
who the fuck is Jack Nicholson?
Who the fuck is Jack Nicholson?
And who the fuck is Johnny?
Who is Johnny? So there's a theory that he directed the moon landing, that they shot it. They have, like, schematics of where everything was, lighting and everything, that there's a theory that he directed it, but it was just all fake.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true either. I wasn't there.
I think we went to the moon.
Also, another thing about the moon, every picture that we see of the moon is grayscaled. They edit it to be black and white.
Well, no shit.
Isn't that weird, though? Like, why would they have to? Because pictures from space to Earth, it's all color, right? It's a color photograph. Other planets, Saturn, Mars, every photograph that we've gotten from NASA of planets has color in it. It's the actual picture of the actual planet. Every single picture that we have from the moon from NASA is all black and white.
Hmm.
I think that's kind of sus.
I took some of the moon white, right?
Who knows? What if we get there?
Look at the moon.
It's like an eggshell color.
Yeah, but if you look at the moon, what do you see? White.
Okay, you guys go to Twitter. Go to our Twitter and tell us what you think about this moon theory.
Yeah.
Because I've seen pictures on Google, like just researching a little bit about this, and there's like it looks like little stations set up on the moon, and I mean like made out of human materials. Not everything that we make is freaking grayscale. We don't just make black and white shit.
Yeah, we're not more.
Right? Like, we make things out of color and shit, but even those photographs of our shit up there.
I prefer it to be black and white.
So let us know what you guys think on Twitter.
Maybe we'll
talk about it next time.
Good idea.
Engage the audience.
Engage the audience.
Damn.
I know.
Damn. See, that's why we have her on social media.
Right?
Yeah.
But,
I just pooped my pants.
I gotta go for a second. I'll be right back.
But, like I'm saying, if you look at the moon, what do you see?
A rock.
I see
white.
Light emanating towards me.
Yeah, the light
is white.
What do you really look at?
I see cheese, bro. I see Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese? Yeah, but if you can look at the sun, what color is
it?
Blinding.
Orange, yellow.
Yeah. So...
Well, the sun has a lot of helium and nitrogen and all that flammable shit combusting constantly.
True.
You know.
Well, how do we know there's not something combusting out of the moon?
Combusting.
The moon.
That's a funny word.
It is, right?
Combust on you.
Combust your ass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That was a late one.
Combust. Combusting.
We gotta figure the soundboard out still. We don't know the timing yet.
It's gotta, like I said, it loads.
Yep. Alright, that's my first one. You got one?
You're gonna scratch that one out there.
Donald Trump's tweets. No, you guys wanna hear some of Donald Trump's tweets.
I read them. I'm a follower.
You are?
I'm
such
like,
a retard,
I'm
dude. Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, we can't talk about Trump here, dude.
It's Greg's
No politics on this podcast.
Yep, we keep that.
Okay, no politics, no religion off the podcast.
don't think it's talking about religion, how fucked up it is.
No, because then we're going to get all kinds of hate comments.
Okay, 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 just no, well, rewind. Wait a minute. All
right, so you got one?
Do I? Time travelers?
Ooh! That kind of loopholes into my
like
next
Donald
one.
Trump?
No, he's not. He's too dumb.
He's not.
He is way too dumb.
He's from the future.
He is literally too dumb.
He's from the future. He knows.
He knows.
You gotta like keep it neutral.
He know.
When it comes to a podcast.
Oh, I
know.
I gotta like make a joke. I can't just be like, fuck. You know what I mean?
He knows.
Yeah, it's like.
Okay. We'll keep
like, there's this guy named Al Bielek. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard about him, but I guess he traveled to the year like 2147 or something like that.
Okay.
And he said that like there's this big brain computer that controls the Earth or something like that.
Okay.
And people don't have cars. Mm-hmm. People don't have cars. They have this like. You know, like when you go to Las Vegas, they got like those like little
that
escalators,
make you walk super fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. And
that's
like,
what it is.
And that's what it is. You jump on one of those, and you just go to your destination. And whenever you like, you want to stop, you just hop off.
Hop off.
Yeah.
Damn.
And
oh my god.
We're trying to record a podcast.
This is
like Radio 101. So when this all the fucking time to silence his phone. I live in a house full of noisy ass women.
I did silence.
Yeah, that's true. You just have women living here. There's like not one man in your life.
Except for Loki.
And me.
Well, Glenn doesn't live with me.
He's noisy too.
He's here all the
Loki's
time.
Loki's fucking noisy as shit.
Yeah. You said you live in a house full of noisy women, just women.
And able.
Or you are the main woman.
But,
sorry,
he said, that, like, he gone and talked to, like, the computer and shit like that, and, I don't know, it's just, like, this whole, like, hour-long thing on YouTube.
About how he,
come on,
sorry, I know, dude, I'm sorry, why am I even
didn't
here?
We just get done talking
why
about?
Am I even here?
Because you're a female voice and we need you.
I'm a female perspective.
But, yeah, like, it's just, like, this whole hour-long thing of him going into the future.
And then just, like...
Why do you have an alarm for 2 o'clock in the morning?
That's when I have to leave to go get Logan from school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Glenn. Go on, carry on. I was wondering.
Who the fuck wakes up at 2 p.m.?
So, yeah. The...
And he was, the reason why he went to the future... It was this thing called the Indianapolis.
Okay.
Experiment or something like that.
Okay.
And it was like this top secret government like shit that sent him into the future with another guy.
Oh, okay.
And
that dude got lost or something?
And the other guy got lost. Yeah.
I remember reading.
And then
that.
They left him?
Yeah, he left him.
He's
and
like
went,
traumatized.
And
no,
he went.
This dude was traumatized about
and he
time.
Went furthermore into the future. And then he tried to come back and get him and come back to normal time.
Did it work?
I don't think he's
no,
safe.
His friend's lost in time.
Yeah.
Are you
he's
serious?
So, he's
can
so
you
traumatized.
Imagine?
He's like, my friend is like lost in time.
Can't find him. Don't know what year he's in.
Imagine that.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
right?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And the guys, I watched that video. The guys seem kind of like level headed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I gotta watch this video.
Yeah, watch it.
He's like in the snow, so he's all dressed up in like snow guard, snow gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like telling the story. And wasn't his face like warped out?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. He's telling the story and he's like, he started crying. And he's
really?
His friend, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure in, like, earlier videos, like, he was, like,
okay.
Blurred out.
I'll cry if I lost you in time, buddy.
Right?
Aww.
You too. Okay.
Same here.
I fucking cried.
I fucking cried.
So you fucking got her, like, 21, 13.
I can't fucking cry.
I will never see him ever again in my life.
Probably not. No, probably not. That's crazy. That kind of ties into my next one I was going to talk to you guys about is the Mandela Effect. And that basically exists because time travel already exists, but in the future.
Yeah.
So this goes along with like the theory that time is linear and that whatever is happening now has already happened and the future is already happening right now. We just haven't caught up. Do you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was like we're living in a
parallel universe. Right, so why it ties into time travel is every time someone from our theoretically, every time someone from our timeline travels to the future, it fucks up our universe and we get kicked into a parallel universe.
Yeah. Like Schrodinger's cat.
Like what?
Schrodinger's cat.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Schrodinger's cat?
No.
I don't either.
Okay, so you put a cat in a box that's closed and it's wired to a device that can kill the cat. Jesus. So at the same time, the cat's living or dead. So it creates a parallel universe. One universe is alive. The other, he's dead. So when you open the box,
he's either alive or dead.
Automatically creates a parallel universe.
Hmm. Okay. I've never heard of that one. But.
Well, actually, Schrodinger's cat's like saying that the cat is both alive and dead at the same time.
At the same time. So wouldn't that mean that we are alive and dead at the same time? Like we've already died? And we're just like, oh, we're living in a simulation, motherfucker.
Oh, I love that.
There's another conspiracy.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I believe that shit. You know what's scary
I might believe it.
What if there's an off switch? There's a computer is an off switch, right?
No, yeah. Our off switch is pretty much, I think, when we die, and then we reboot in another one.
That's what,
Fucking Matrix.
That's what,
Westworld.
It's a glitch in the system.
What's his name? The guy that died. The guy that has a computer for the virus.
There's a lot of
this.
What?
Fucking Stephen Hawking.
Okay, Stephen Hawking.
So,
he does not talk with this. He talks with the computer.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
God.
But like, his death.
Please. Oh my God.
Stephen
please
Hawking.
Please don't come haunt us because of this motherfucker.
I predicted his death.
How'd you predict it?
8 years today.
You edited that shit. No, Stephen Hawking, he said that, like, when you die...
I'm gonna kill the dog. Just kidding.
Was that a ghetto bird? What? Finch?
Teach. Oh, yeah, there was a airplane going off.
Yeah, it was a ghetto bird, Finch. And yes, I think I'm probably gonna come every now and then to be part of the podcast.
Every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks to be part of the podcast.
But Stephen Hawking...
ghetto bird.
In his last book?
Yes.
Or, no, it wasn't his last book. It was in one of his books. He said, when you die, it's pretty much like turning off a PC.
Right.
When you die.
Right.
It's pretty much like
turning off a PC. So, if we were living in a simulation, right? Someone is playing our character right now.
Yeah.
Right? And then when we die...
My character better have cheat codes.
Whoever is my controller is fucking up, dude.
I was reading that when you see, like, UFOs in the sky, it's like someone manipulating the simulation.
That
doesn't make sense.
Those are the hackers.
Have you guys seen the videos? Okay, I'm not even going to talk about the Mandela Effect no more. I'm on this simulation shit now. So, have you guys seen the videos of birds literally glitching in the sky?
I've heard about it, though.
Yo, I have seen videos of... We need a green screen so we can pop the video up right here.
Oh, I got one.
You do? Yo, let's... Oh, my God. Coming soon, you guys. We're going to figure this shit out. Figure this shit out.
That chroma key. Glenn's he's a tech over here.
Yeah.
So I won't see you there next weekend. No, Finch, I will be at my house taking care of a slew of children and dogs and chickens.
We'll see you, though.
We'll be here, buddy.
So,
come on our podcast.
I seen a video, right, of this person in Russia, and they have a dash cam in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting to turn left on this road.
You went right.
Right. I'm sorry. I was, like, thinking, too.
She said left.
I was, like, shaking, like...
She was using the right arm.
Okay,
she went left.
He went to go turn right at the street, and he's waiting in line, right?
Yeah.
and it's just the car in front of him. All of a sudden, a man out of nowhere falls off a bicycle on the curb.
Oh, really?
In front of him. There was no guy. There was no man. There was no bicycle. Just all of a sudden, he's driving, and then just, boom, a man falls in front of him. There was no man.
I would hate to be that man falling.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Where the fuck's my girlfriend?
What the fuck?
He's probably like in New York, like with his date, like, and all of a sudden he's in fucking Russian traffic.
He hit a wormhole.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this? And then there's
all perplexed.
What? He just fell off a fucking bike too. Like, he's all hurt and scared. Dude, that would suck to be that man.
Which can go into another conspiracy theory, which is portals.
Oh, okay. Like, can you just stumble upon a portal?
Yeah.
A
wormhole. There are people that have, I guess.
Hollow Earth theory.
Oh, shit.
That's how he found it. Okay, maybe. Go ahead, tell your story.
I was watching YouTube or whatever. There's this guy, he was driving down the road or walking down the road. I'm not sure. But out of nowhere, he finds this like old like Western town, and he was in New York.
He was like,
yeah, and they were dressed up like he was just walking,
and he just and stumbled like, upon,
and like these guys are dressed up as like old Western people.
Yeah.
And like he was like, the fuck?
He thought it was like a movie set that
yeah.
he walked onto.
And then he goes and then he tries and then he goes home and then comes back like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And the town's not there.
Damn. Oh, wow. That's really crazy. Dude, you know who has a story like that? Marilyn Manson.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he has a story like that. He said that he moved towns and he went to a new school and he met some kids. And this kid was bullying him. And one day, the kid who was bullying him befriended him. And was like, hey, come to my my house. I have this weird book I want to show you. So he goes to the dude's house. It's on TV. If you look it up.
Really?
He goes to this dude's house. And
because he believes everything on TV. So, yeah.
When he says it. Marilyn Manson's like, yo, this shit happened to me. I want to kind of believe it,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, I get you.
So he greets this book with this, like, this weird bully kid. And his brother comes home. And it's his brother's book. So they take off into the forest. And they find a house. Look at this.
My brother. Wait.
Just
wait.
Random.
Wait. Wait.
So they find a random house. And they keep reading this book. And Marilyn Manson says that they started hearing voices and seeing things that weren't there in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
So they drop the book and they run out of the house. So he's trying to get the book back because it's his brother's book.
Yeah.
So they go back to where the house was the next day to get the book out, and the house wasn't there no more.
What?
And the book wasn't there no more.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That just reminded me of that.
Fucking lost book, mountains.
In the mountains, in the woods.
The wilderness.
The wilderness.
Have you guys heard of the Hollow Earth theory?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
I haven't.
You haven't heard it.
I have.
I've heard of the.
You have heard it.
The flat Earth theory.
Yes, flat Earth theory, which is I don't know if I can.
Yeah. Explain the fucking eclipse. Come on, that's how stupid is that shit.
Okay, well, okay, so the man, green screen again. Flat Earth isn't just a disc, right? So flat Earth. This is what they think it looks like. So, we live on a pizza.
Oh,
okay. Right?
Pizza.
Yes. All around this pizza...
There's icebergs.
There's icebergs. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Here's mountains and people. But, here is the core of the Earth. Okay? This is what we live on. But on top is a bubble. So, basically, the Earth is still round, but we don't live on this bubble. We just live on this pizza.
You
get what I'm saying? So, like, it's still around. So, if there was an eclipse, here's the moon. Because what an eclipse is, it's like the sun passing in front of the moon.
Yeah.
The moon is still circling us, and we're still around the sun. So, there's still an eclipse, but we just live on a pizza with a bubble on it.
With a bubble on it.
With a bubble on it. There's, like, a picture of, like, just this, but, like, prettier
so,
and more detailed in the Bible, too.
So, what they're saying is not flat Earth.
It's not flat.
Like, it's like a semi-circle.
It's like a, it's like a cut-off iceberg, right? It's just like, here's us, here's the core of the Earth.
It's like a snow globe.
Yeah, it's like a snow globe. Is basically what flat Earthers think.
That's fucking stupid.
But no, hollow Earth thinks that Earth is round.
Yeah.
But the reason we can't go over Antarctica, because we're not allowed to fly over Antarctica. We don't really know why.
That's the portal to the second.
Yes. So, this man, he has a story. He's in a plane, and he's being paid to transport this plane from point A to point B. And he was like, if I fly over Antarctica, I can get there faster.
Yeah.
So, he's transporting this plane, and he's in this plane, and all he sees is ice and ice and ice and ice and ice and snow and mountains and ice. All of a sudden, he sees greenness. Like pretty green, clear skies. And he's like, you know, where the fuck am I? Lands his plane, and he's greeted by really, really tall, bald, very pale people with blue eyes.
Okay, Moroni.
The Nords, maybe?
Moroni.
No, I thought I think it maybe is the Nords.
Yeah, that's what I think Moroni is.
Really? Okay, so he is greeted by these really, really tall, very pale people with light blue eyes, light colored hair. Or
what religion is that?
I don't know. Greek?
Moroni?
Yeah.
Fucking...
alien?
Mormon.
Mormons, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that dude, what's his name?
John Smith.
John Smith was greeted by a tall, white fucking person named Moroni. And he
there's
told
a lot of douche fluting going on.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much for coming to the podcast.
This dude told him where to dig up the books, and he found the books. And,
okay.
And he had looked through her hat.
Yeah, he had looked through her hat.
So basically,
yeah.
These tall people come up to him, and they're like, yeah, we've been living in the core of your Earth for since you bombed Hiroshima.
Yeah.
We didn't know when you were here. And then you set off a nuclear bomb, which we felt through space. So we found you.
Speaking of
and now we're living in the center of your Earth. So then they were like, okay, to leave, to get out of here, they sent him home.
Yeah.
They like sent him out of the hole and back home. But nobody believed him, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe him.
I believe him.
Yeah?
It makes sense. I guess there's like a lot of like dead, extinct animals living down there and
mm-hmm.
shit.
That'd yeah.
Cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Speaking of which.
Speaking of what?
Yeah.
Witches?
There was a video I passed by on Facebook.
Finch, I got you, dude. Something that you bring up all the time.
Yeah.
Noises in the sky.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about like strange creatures living.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
you,
yes.
You were talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
There was this thing I found on Facebook.
Yeah.
Check this shit out. There was these strange creatures.
Those are little baboons.
No.
Yeah, they're totally
baboons.
They're
walking on their hind legs.
Yeah, baboons.
They're not baboons.
Hell yeah, they are. They live in hot springs.
Look at their hair.
Yes.
Could be a different type of baboon.
Yeah, they're like albino, like orange-looking baboons, and they live in hot springs.
All right, little Pamela, prove that shit wrong.
I debunked it.
Maybe she debunked it. Dude, she grew up in Africa. There's probably just everywhere.
She's like, yeah, whatever.
I see one at kindergarten. All right. Wandered in there looking for water.
Grant's like, well, fuck it.
I'm like, fuck it then. Shit.
Well, it goes my theory.
He dropped his headphones and leaves.
Bye. Peace out.
Yeah, but that's what that they're saying. Like, he found, like animals living in there that he's never seen before. People that he's never seen before. They're really tall, and they spoke, like, perfect English. But he was French, so when he started speaking French, they started speaking French to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
A chocolate
vu! So that's a cool theory.
I'm a du fromage!
Stop it, man! I'm a
toy!
Was that guy on Talladega Nights? Was he French?
Yeah.
I will break your arm unless you say that I love crepes. You better break it right now, baby, because I'm not saying it.
You spilled my macchiato.
You spilled my macchiato. Now you must die. No, he doesn't say that, but that would be funny.
Okay. Noises in the Sky.
Noises in the Sky. Bench. Have you heard of this theory?
No.
So, if we had, if I could pop it up, I would play you some clips. I guess I could still. All over the world, right? Sometimes it sounds like there's a Transformers fight happening in the sky. Okay, so I'm going to Google it right now.
Fucking house music going on in the sky.
Yes, it literally sometimes sounds like there is, like, machinery grinding up against each other in the sky.
Or grinding?
Grinding.
Fucking Transformers having sex in the sky?
So, noises from the sky. Some people hear trumpets, some people hear, like machinery, and living in desert hot springs, I used to hear this every now and then, or I will hear a really loud bang, and it came from the sky, but there would be nothing going on in the sky.
That's weird.
Yeah.
This? Wait, see? It takes fucking...
I know. No, not like that. It's not nearly as majestic as that sound. Robots in disguise.
Yeah, like that. Like that.
Like that. Yes, like that. But in the sky. And loud as shit. Noises from the sky.
Loud as shit.
Loud as shit.
So put it right up against
that wall. Okay, so watch.
Turn that up to 10.
Like that.
Like that?
Like that.
Hold on, there's a...
Oh, trumpets.
Trumpets. There's trumpets in the sky. There's, like, machinery noises in the sky. It literally sounds like Transformers are fighting in the sky.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see if this video is worth watching. That's coming from someone's sky. They just step into their backyard, and they're looking up in the sky, and it just sounds like trumpets. And it's not always trumpets. It's, like, it's a lot of noises, and nobody knows what it is or where it's coming from. If you guys have a theory on where this noise in the sky is coming from, I would love to hear it, dude, because I try to look up, like, some theories about why it happens or when it happens, and I didn't find anything. There's just, like, literally so many videos all around the world of people hearing, like, crazy noises in the sky.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have a theory on that?
Not
on the noises?
Oh, going back to the Matrix thing?
Matrix? The alternate, the simulation theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you said there's like a guy falling out of nowhere. I seen a video of a plane staying still.
Yes, and he's not moving, right? I seen that video too. Yeah. It's just chilling, like hovering in the sky. Just chilling.
It's not moving.
Yeah, it's not moving at all. And that's a glitch, right? Like, you'd think so. Yeah, there's tons of videos on the internet. I'm sure we have Matrix fans out there, too. So, hit us up, dude.
Fucking...
When my son was 8 years old, I picked him up from school, and he told me...
Mr. Anderson.
He told me that he thinks, unsolicited, I did not tell him about the Matrix or anything like this. He told me, hey, Mom, what if we're all a video game? He was only 8 years old when he said this. So he is already a simulation theorist.
What if we're NPCs?
Huh?
What if, like...
We're NPCs.
We are. This computer right here...
is not really right there. It's already gone.
It's just a code.
Yeah, we're a part of the...
The HTML code.
Maxis. Sim. That's what we're a part of.
Maxis. I don't know.
Wow.
What are you, Greggy?
What?
What weird shit do you believe?
Whatever you guys just said, I'm just totally down with.
Mm. Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Fuck yeah. Nessie.
Do you really? For real, for real?
Yeah, fuck Nessie. We're fucking...
Fucking Nessie?
With homies.
Fuck with Nessie?
With homies, home boy.
I guess. I kind of do. I kind of think that there might be a Loch Ness Monster. There's a theory that, like, because under Loch Ness, there's a lot of granite.
Yeah.
Down in there. And someone theorized
down
that...
Down there.
Next time I want to research these better. Someone theorized that when the quartz and the rocks and the shit shift the right way, it opens up a door to another... Yeah, a wormhole to another dimension where Nessie is real. and it pops into our reality. And then when it shifts back, she pops back.
Or like into her reality. Like a time, like prehistoric, shifting back and forth through time.
Oh, so maybe she was real there.
Yeah,
but like in the past.
Yeah.
So I have to shit in the ocean?
Shit. No, you don't shit nowhere, dude.
Well, she said there's granites and
shit. Shitting? That's what you heard? That the granite was shitting in the water?
That's what I heard.
That's not true.
That's it. There was...
Shift.
Well, you said shit. Granites and shit.
Shift.
Shifting. Okay, wait. I gotta turn this down because it's gonna pick up the mics.
So, that's it?
I think.
Conspiracy theory episode's over?
That's it?
You got any tech one?
On that's it on the conspiracy theory? We can go
forever and ever.
On conspiracy theories. There's so
what
much.
You got?
Men in Black.
Ooh, the Men in Black are real.
Ooh, yeah.
They're real people.
It's the MIB.
Mm-hmm.
It's the MIB.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you thought you saw but really did not see. Don't ever get near us. Don't hear us.
Oh,
don't
shit.
Hear
us. Oh, shit. You should go karaoke that shit. Show them all up.
Right? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I got tech.
Fucking black eyed children.
Ooh.
Those are.
Oh yeah.
There's actually black eyed. People are seeing black eyed adults too.
Right.
Should we tell them what we're talking about?
What we're talking about?
So what we're talking about, black eyed children, if you guys don't know. Basically, they're little beings that
not
disguise as
black
human.
Guy children.
See it?
Black eye. Like.
No, we're not talking about like the spawn of a black man. We're talking about black-eyed children.
Their whole eyes are filled with black.
Yeah. And basically, they're just like supposed to be. They're not even aliens. They're supposed to be like creatures that's been living on Earth.
Yeah.
And they take the form of a human child.
And they try to get you to invite them in their house.
Into their house. They tell you that they need help.
Yeah.
And you just have this dread feeling.
And they stink.
As soon as you see them, you just feel dread from them. And you don't really want to be near them. But then they convince you to let them into your house or your car or something, and then they like supposedly kill you.
So they're pretty much like sirens.
Kinda, but they don't like sing you to seduction.
What do you mean on sirens?
Sirens are mermaids that sing to you and crash your ship.
And then
kill you.
Oh,
I'll say. Okay, so the sirens were mermaids that used to seduce sailors singing songs to them. And they would look like beautiful mermaids or beautiful women. And then as soon as they could got close to the rocks, their ship would crash. And they would reveal that they're crazy monster fish women. And then they'd eat your ass.
Yeah.
Fish women, some mermaids.
Yeah.
I'd do their titties.
Ew. Before they kill your ass.
They're like, one more time before I crash the ship.
Before I crash the ship.
I put it in the boobs.
Gross.
Because like, how else would you like get off?
I don't know.
Other than the boobs.
I don't know. Well, they disguise, so you don't know that they're nasty fish people. You know? They just look like beautiful
all
women.
What?
No, they look beautiful to you, and then you come closer, you're like, ugh! It's like a trout woman.
I still fuck a trout.
Oh, God. You got
all,
a problem.
All slimy and smelly. Like my ex-girlfriend.
Damn. Cold-blooded.
Smell like my lunch.
Okay, you guys do the news. I'm gonna go stand over there and smoke out of your
room. Well, okay, fine.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to like kick you.
You bleep on me.
With my
okay, we already went on that list news.
Alright.
I'm so glad you clarified the black children. I got you.
You're welcome, man. Finch.
The black children. Conspiracy.
Not black-eyed. Black.
Everybody's gonna think we're racist.
Yeah, I know. We're not racist. Disclaimer. Now we gotta start every episode with we're still not racist.
We're not Democrats.
Just kidding.
I thought we were gonna talk about politics.
That's how to do it. That's how to do it.
Alright, Microsoft, they acquired Obsidian.
Obsidian? Like lava glass?
No, Obsidian is, the makers of Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, okay.
So Microsoft acquired them.
Yeah. Good job, Microsoft.
Sea of Thieves Arena DLC announced, which I don't really care about because they don't have an Xbox.
Yep. I can. Go ahead.
Crackdown 3 announced, which is a good game. I mean, I like Crackdown 2 and 1. February 15th, 2019.
Fucking The Flash. You guys up on the Flash comic books? The city he sent Gorilla Grodd to in ruins. That's basically that. That was pretty cool. Fucking ancient city to some ruins.
The entire suite of Final Fantasy games are coming to Xbox One.
Dope.
Alexa is going to have a new app, which I'm probably going to download after this. It's going to be on Windows 10. Thank God. Nuketown hits Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Fuck yeah, great map.
Sony may be planning a PlayStation controller with a touchscreen.
Okay.
Not like the screen that they have now.
Yeah.
But like an actual screen, like a smartphone and shit.
Okay, stupid.
Half-Life 3.
What?
Maybe in VR.
Dang. I didn't think that was going to happen. What?
And it's coming to the new Valve headset, which we talked about last week.
That's pretty dope.
And the Samsung foldable phone, which we talked about last week again.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast. It's going to be $1,770.
So much money?
Right?
I mean, well, I paid about $900 for my phone.
So is that worth it?
No. I'm still paying. I'll be paying that shit for the rest of my life.
The first set of the Monster Hunter movie, the images are up. And they got like Humvees and guns and shit. Like, and in Monster Hunter, you don't have that shit.
Yeah.
You don't have like, you just have like bows and fucking swords and shit.
Yeah, primitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this movie, they have fucking guns and Humvees.
You gotta make it entertaining.
I guess so. And we gotta talk about rest in peace.
Stan Lee.
We didn't talk about this last week because he didn't die last week.
Yeah.
He died this week. Salute to the godfather of Greek.
Are you saying that podcast?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay, plug your channel.
Plug?
Yeah, tell him. Don't forget to add us. At graveyardgeek.com/youtube.com.
Pam, we're trying to mourn Stan Lee over here.
You know what, Stan Lee, he was a great man. We need followers, okay?
Yeah, I know we need followers, but come on, Stan Lee?
Alright, honor him. And then after that.
Okay, we're gonna honor him real quick. We're gonna redo everything, and we're gonna have you come and fucking say everything.
Okay, we'll write down what the handles are, so I won't fuck it up.
Alright. Anyways, so Stanley.
Okay. Speaking of Stanley, Spider-Man's new DLC, they just released the new suits.
Oh, dope. Dope.
And it's going to be released. The new DLC is going to be released on November 20th.
Great.
Which is going to have Hammerhead.
I'm just playing so much video games right now. The other games, it's hard for me to get back to Spider-Man.
I love the Spider-Man
game. Spider-Man is a great game, but like I'm trying to beat Assassin's Creed, Red Dead. Like all these new games coming out.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have time for them all.
like, Red Death's just taking me so long to do. And, I'm pretty sure Assassin's Creed is the same way.
Yeah, I can just sit back here. Shit.
But Spider-Man, like, it's so short with the DLCs.
I'm just writing this up.
I was just looking at the stuff, anybody else comments.
Like, their last DLC was so short. Like, I beat that in, like, 3 hours, dude.
Dang.
But, this is the new suits, dude. Spider-Man Armor Mark 1.
Shit, bad.
Spider Clan, which is like a cartoonish.
Yeah.
And Iron Spider Armor.
Yeah, I remember that. That one, that's an old one there.
Yeah. And, didn't last podcast, you tell me that they stopped the Mandalorian TV series or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Is that not true?
It's not true.
Okay. What was I thinking about then?
I have no idea.
I know Kathleen Kennedy said something about the Mandalorian. Maybe it was Boba Fett actually did die.
Boba Fett.
Well, I know they canceled the Boba Fett movie.
Yeah, so she, because I think she, this is going to do with the Mandalorian, which is obviously Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Either she said that she, he did die, or they're not going to make him, I can't remember, sorry.
They're not making a Boba Fett movie.
So he's dead.
Pretty much.
Okay, fuck Kathleen Kennedy, I'm going to get on that bitch again. I fucking hate her.
The Mandalorian Star Wars TV series cast Pedro Pascal as the lead role.
Yeah?
So, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? It's not canceled.
Okay, so I was wrong. So when she said that Boba Fett did die then.
Yeah.
So, that was it.
And, Gina Carano, which is, a really big UFC star. She's one of the Mandalorians.
Okay.
And
Luke Skywalker, fucking Mark Hamill, suggested to Lucas that he wanted Boba Fett to be Luke Skywalker's mom.
Really?
That long time ago, yeah.
That's weird.
That'd be weird. That'd be weird.
That'd be weird.
Weird.
That'd be weird.
Weird.
We gotta make our own soundboard.
Wait.
That'd be wait.
And she gets eaten by a giant vagina in the dirt.
Oh, or like teeth?
Yeah, a teethy vagina in the dirt.
That's
a teethy butthole, actually.
Teethy butthole.
That's
a tremor. Remember that movie, Tremor?
Yeah. That's what Boba Fett got eaten by. Teethy butthole.
PUBG is announced for PlayStation 4.
Hey, say that last one, man. It's old news.
Yeah, but it's
still exciting.
Officially.
Okay.
Announced.
Oh, officially, okay.
And it's going to be released on the 7th.
We got 2 minutes till we restart this clock.
All right.
Oh, shit. I'm going to do that. Spider-Man's director Sam Raimi reveals that he didn't want Stan Lee as a cameo.
Oh, he's not gonna get it, so you got his fucking wish, douchebag. I'm not gonna go see that fucking movie then.
Yeah, well, it already happened, but. PlayStation is skipping E3 this year.
I heard about that.
Like, what, like. Why?
So they
why
could,
do you think?
So they can do PS5, man.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying, like, they're going to be like, oh, we're going to make a comeback. Like,
yeah, they're going to release that PS5 the year after. Just watch. It's going to be fucking sick.
It's going to be freaking dope!
And expensive.
Yeah.
I have to sell my fucking testicle to get one.
Like I said, my little brother... Because they said it wasn't going to be, like, that expensive. Yeah. But my little brother's like, it's gonna be like $600. I was like, it's probably gonna be like $300-$400. I was like, I'll bet you $10. Okay.
$10.
It's like, no, you buy me a PlayStation 5. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you a PlayStation 5. He's like, no,
$10. No, $10.
Okay, fine, whatever. Leprechaun. They're making a new Leprechaun.
Oh, really? Without that girl, huh? Is she going to be in it?
Who?
Fucking Rachel from Friends. What's her name? Fuck, so sexy. I can't remember. Danielle hates her.
Jennifer
Aniston.
She hates her?
She's like, with those little perky little lips, little...
Why does she... who hates Jennifer Aniston?
Like, that girl's hot as fuck. And the Horrible Bosses?
Yeah.
I'll put it between her chest.
Right? Horrible Bosses? The way she talks?
Oh my god.
I know.
I spit on that butthole.
Ew. Jesus Christ. That's too much.
A fucking...
Jesus Christ.
I'll throw punch her fart box.
Oh. That's not good. You don't say that on the podcast.
You don't say that.
Anyways.
Hook two.
Sweet, is that our cue to wrap this shit up?
Pa-ching!
God damn. I have nothing to add to that, dude.
Oh, man.
They're making a multiverse with Castlevania and Devil May Cry.
Dope.
Freaking dope. And Nintendo has no plans to release a Nintendo 64 Classic right now.
Bullshit.
How dare they?
Which sucks.
I guess we gotta fucking find one on eBay and just play it here, bro. I have one.
Bro.
We have one.
Bro.
Yeah, I have one.
You have 007?
No, I can get one.
Alright, get it.
I'm fucking playing
Pokemon. I'll spit on your butthole.
Don't invite me to that podcast.
Hey, if I can
just
spit
let
my
know.
Butthole,
let me
I'm
know
getting 007.
Let me know when that day is. I won't be.
I'll put my 00s in your 7.
Double O.
That's horrible. That's a nightmare.
General Mills wants to make a monster movie serial movie.
Okay.
Like with Count Chocula.
Yeah. I watch it.
Right?
I grew up on those guys.
It's a little cheese ball, but I'd probably watch it.
Well, you grew up in Africa, so you...
True. Actually, that's a very true thing. I have some.
Down in Africa.
We had like count.
No, we had like cornflakes.
What was it called? Cornflakes?
Yeah, and like, the cornflakes with strawberries.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know, dude. We
I'm so sorry. I'm glad you live in America now.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Americanized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fortnite beats Red Dead Redemption 2 for the Golden Joystick.
I hate that game. I love Red Dead. I don't give a fuck. Those guys are wrong. All these kids playing these video games.
But that's where the fucking crowds are.
I guess. That game was cool when it first came out, and it started, I fucking can't stand it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable. Like, if they didn't go Battle Royale mode...
The game was dope. You got the ability of shit and protecting against those fucking skeleton things.
Like, if they did go Battle Royale mode, everything would have been all, like, copacetic. No kids would be dancing the Fortnite dances and, like, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, fuck this.
Dude, my son's getting so good at it, too. He's all, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
He's like, good morning, Mom. Wah, wah. Like, knock your shit off.
Yeah.
Piss me off. Get dressed for school.
Like, if there was a vote, I would totally vote for Red Dead 2.
Fuck yeah.
Like, because, like, the story is just so amazing.
We're going to play that afterwards, too.
Huh?
I'm going to stream that shit.
I'm going to stream that shit. Ha-pa-ting!
Ha-pa-ting.
Cliff Blazinski? I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, some Jewish guy.
No, that's it's a guy that made
God.
It's a guy that made Unreal Tournament.
Yeah, that Jewish guy that made, I don't even know what you're talking about.
The Jewish guy. I fucking don't. The guy that made Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
He's not making video games anymore.
Oh, really?
He said, forever!
Okay. You ain't enough money, huh?
I guess.
I'm good. Got that
money. I think that's it?
Alright.
Alright, well, let's do
the plug.
Oh, wait.
Let's do the plug.
I'll plug one's butt.
Ooh. Not today.
So we're done? Can we plug?
Got one more thing?
AMD Navi, which is the AMD's like competition against NVIDIA. I know this is just words to you right now. Navi GPU is like the ray tracing of NVIDIA, but on AMD.
Yeah.
We'll have 40 CUs and codename Navi Twiz. AMD, they're,
The TV channel, right?
No.
The one that shows The Walking Dead?
No.
That's AMC.
Oh, AMC. Okay.
Like, it's, the competition for, NVIDIA. And, they're having, like, their little ray tracing rival wars between NVIDIA.
Okay.
And they're gonna release NVIDIA Navi 12. Where?
Oh, this is tech.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. I was fucking confused. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Who's releasing who?
That's what I'm saying. It's just words to you.
Yeah.
Alright.
Like, for me.
This is for the techies.
Yeah. For me, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, like, because AMD's, like, the competition. It's a little bit cheaper than NVIDIA.
Yeah.
But, like, they're competing. Price wars and shit.
Okay.
But they're releasing the NVIDIA Navi 12 pretty soon to compete with the RTX 1080 or 2-something or whatever.
Dope.
Yeah. Can't wait for ray tracing to finally be a thing. And on the PS5, I'm pretty sure they're going to have that. And on the Xbox 2 or whatever, Xbox Scarlet.
Xbox 720.
Yeah, it's the Xbox Scarlet. That's their code name for the Xbox.
If you ever want to get tracked really fast, I recommend Stone Shop Revolver IBA. God damn. I had two, and I'm already getting a
sideways.
I'll give you my dick sideways.
Oh, damn!
He
doesn't mean that. Please watch our podcast. Please keep watching. Spread the word.
I know. I need to send some more shit.
All right.
So we're done? Plugging?
We're done.
All
right.
Now what? Plug.
Thank you for watching the Conspiracy Cast. Please do not forget to add us. Please. Spread the word. We have like 9 viewers. Okay? We got to get that shit out. I'm trying to get paid. All right. Follow us on Twitch. It's graveyard_geek. Please add our Twitter. It's just graveyardgeek, or you can type in our handle. It's geek_graveyard. Please follow our podcast. It's graveyardgeek. Follow us on Instagram. Spread the word. Tell your friends about it. If you have suggestions on what you want us to talk about, I'm going to be back in two Saturdays, right?
Yes.
Tell us what you want us to talk about.
You come back every
Saturday. We literally have No, viewers. So we're going to see your suggestion. We will talk about any freaking thing. I will research it. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. This is Greg signing out.
Glenn signing out.
Peace the fuck out. It's Pam.
It's the fuck out. It's Pam.
It's Pam.
Graveyard Geek Podcast. We enjoy you listening.
Yes, please. Tell your friends.